Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I do also want to welcome everybody to Earth Day. Happy Earth Day, everybody.
Yay, Earth.
What do you do?
Say thank you.
Don't Earth. Throw your straws in the ocean.
Don't use a straw.
Well, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen at all. They say if you want to help combat loneliness, you got to live near a lake. They found that people who spent the most time around a lake reported less loneliness than the people who weren't connected with nature. I don't know what it is about a lake.
It's water.
Is that what it is?
It immediately makes you feel better. There's so many scientific studies that prove it, especially running water. Just the sound of it can lower your blood pressure, your stress levels, like all of it. It's immediately good for you.
How about this?
No, that's annoying. No, I can already tell. I didn't even have to hear it.
My blood pressure is skyrocketing.
Exactly. All of a sudden, it's not so great anymore. No, but water is really, really good for your whole soul. So
that make you feel less lonely,
100% get it.
Really? I got to say, Even just going around Evergreen the other day, I felt really good. You just feel like a much deeper connection, I would say, to nature, and you feel good about yourself. I don't know. Liked it.
All right. I live near a lake. It's at the end of my street, actually. So I go walk around it a lot. It mostly just smells funny. So I don't feel that connected. Anyway, for Earth Day, you're supposed to volunteer and help clean up. You're supposed to plant and garden, reduce, reuse, recycle, right? Go out, connect with nature. So maybe go lay on a rock and sun your nether regions. I don't know. And then advocate and learn. You're supposed to watch documentaries, attend workshops on climate change, and write your local representative about environmental policies.
That's a lot.
You know what I say to that last one?
Yeah. I don't know how much writing our local representatives is going to do anything.
They don't do a lot of reading of writing. There we go.
Going back a step, though, have you seen the videos of that one guy who has been popping on the Instagrams right now where he goes outside and he is completely naked and he lays on his back on a rock and just spreads his booty cheeks, and you're supposed to have the sun, I don't want to say penetrate, but
sun your nether region.
Do you not do this?
That's not a new thing.
No! Well, yeah. I know it's not a new thing, but for some reason, this guy is on my feed constantly, so maybe I watched him for just a little too long. But yeah, I've never done this. Have you guys done it?
I just know that it exists. I don't. I live in an apartment. That's not really an option
for me.
Yeah, but you can
go outside. You're always in the mountains hiking and stuff. You can go on a trail and do it.
There are people there with me. That's like the last place.
There's ticks out
there. It's one thing to pee next to a tree. It's another thing to completely just put it up there.
You got to go deep into the woods.
Wait for the sun to hit it.
You got to go deep into the woods.
Well, then you're not going to get any sun. Like, you need to be where the sun can reach you. Like, so
live a little.
Yeah, you said you didn't do it either. So
I might do it today.
You literally just said you didn't do it.
I haven't done it yet. I guess I should have added a yet.
It's going to be a hot one today and sunny. You should do it.
You should do it.
Go to your backyard and sun.
I'm going to be so full of energy tomorrow.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to be shooting rays out my booty hole.
Beaming out of you.
All right, enough of the happy Earth Day, everybody. So what's going on with this hot pot story?
Oh, well, my baby Nana, my daughter, and I, we love to go out to hot pot. It's our new favorite thing. And I like the ones that you can go up and get all your condiments and sides by yourself. So a lot of times they will bring you the extras, whether it's like the little mushrooms. And, you know, I guess the best way for me to describe hot pot is like a fondue, but with like Asian food. Right. So you have a lot of like the kimchi, the rice, the seaweed salad, the mushrooms, the quail eggs, all those sides. And
it
then you have
amazing.
The proteins on top of it, the meats that they bring out, the seafood, the shrimp and everything. Right. So Zoe and I are sitting there. We're just talking about it. We're talking about what all of our favorite things are when it comes to the sides. And I just love the mushrooms and I'm a sucker for a good quail egg. Like they're just so rich and they're so good. But Zoe, we were on the phone talking and she's like, you know what, Mom? My favorite would have to be the intimidation crab. And I was like, the what?
Oh, God.
The what now? And she said it so matter of fact. She said it twice. She said, the intimidation crab. And I was like,
why is it scared?
It's a mean ass crab. Like, what are you talking about? And it literally took me a second before I figured out she was trying to say imitation crab. And it was just one of those funny moments where I had to tell her, say it again and listen to what you're saying. She's like, what? Intimidation crab. And I was like, Listen to what you're saying. Listen,
you're not
going to
eat me?
That are coming.
I dare you to eat me.
No, I know.
Oh, God.
And then snapping at her. Snap, 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 snap.
Oh, get away.
Yeah, get your mouth away.
That's
from me,
woman. I'm on swole right now.
I know, exactly. Can you just imagine like a crab with boxing
Nana.
Gloves? Like,
oh, baby Nana.
Squaring up to the Nana. I laughed so hard.
You know.
It was so cute, though.
I'm not surprised, though.
It was so cute.
It's cute.
Like, the way she said
cute
it was
and
so matter of fact.
Sad.
So matter of fact.
Isn't she
no.
a banker helping people with money?
Like, she works at a bank, you
she
guys.
She does, but she was
don't
so
don't let
cute.
This money intimidate you.
Don't no. act like you use the words right all the time. It happens to all of us.
Yes,
but
it does.
Definitely yeah. made
this
my whole day.
Why I don't watch her podcast. About this time on Wednesdays, we give you three stories to start your day. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting. Katie had the pee.
I do have the pee. All and right. this is taking place at the Smithsonian Zoo in Washington. So a little baby elephant was born there in February. And it's like the first baby elephant that's been born here in quite some time. So they were very, very excited about it. But the baby's mom didn't respond the way they wanted. So she's not feeling the little elephant baby Nana.
That's not mine.
She's not like bonding with it. Zookeepers are having to intervene in this situation, but the herd is coming around, so that's how this is becoming positive. So when mom gets aggressive towards the baby, the head lady elephant, they've noticed her trying to put mama back in her place. She's like, that's not what we do. You don't do that to your baby, right? So they're noticing that the head lady elephant is trying to get things in order. And then exactly another one of the lady elephants has taken the little baby under her trunk, if you will. She's trying to raise her as one of her own, and that it's helping the other elephant be like, okay, they're recognizing little baby as a member of
is
the
this little
herd
baby
now.
Ugly or something?
And no, well, that's the
does
thing.
Does he have oversized ears and can he fly?
Well, no. It's not Dumbo. But what they are saying is that little mama, she's never had a baby before. This is all new for her, too. And animals react strangely sometimes. So they're just saying they're trying to keep the peace with everybody because mom could come around eventually. Maybe after they need her to really take care of the elephant, but they still need her to recognize this little baby elephant as a member of the herd. And it looks like that's what's happening. Again, the fact that these other two elephants are, you know, noticing the little baby and then all the other ones are coming along
right.
and making friends and stuff.
It's like Punch the Monkey a little
that's
bit.
That's exactly
huh?
it. That's kind of what it made me think of is yeah. the new internet sensation, Punch
yeah,
the
it's
Monkey.
Punch the elephant.
Little elephant. But it looks like they're going to introduce her to the public and whatnot in the next few months. But it's taken a little longer than expected because, again, of this little
the mom
hurdle.
Hates her.
Little hump, exactly.
What a
mom
jerk
hates
mom.
Her.
I know.
But no, again, elephants are weird. So hopefully they'll all come around. But right now it is a positive because I tell you what, that little baby elephant is so stinking
it's cute.
Oh, so
very
cute with that little trunk. Oh, my goodness. So there you go. A nice positive story out of Washington.
Love it.
Yay.
All right. Well, I don't want to bring you down too much, but I have a lesson in how to not deter thieves from breaking into your car. So a New Orleans man tried something a little, I don't know, thinking outside the box on how to deter people from stealing his car. He put a mannequin in the passenger seat and then a Michael Myers mask over that mannequin. And he said for years he would do that just to make sure that if people ever broke into his window, they'd kind of maybe be taken aback and be like, oh, whoa, and go move on to the next car. Well, a group of thieves went down the neighborhood and actually broke into several cars in his neighborhood. And when they got to his car, they see the Michael Myers mask in the car and the mannequin. They jump back just like he thought they would, but instead they shoot the car 20 times. They open fire on this car and just light it up. I mean, seriously light it up. And this story actually gets more interesting. One of the bullets apparently bounced off of the top of the truck and went into their bedroom and missed them by, like, feet. So he was he wanted to stay anonymous, obviously, but he said, hey, I don't think I'll be doing that again to deter thieves. I'm just going to lock my doors and have my car alarm go off. These thieves have not been caught yet. They didn't steal anything, but they shot up his truck. His truck is totaled. It has 20 to 30 bullet holes in it now. So he has to get a new.
20 gunshots didn't alert authorities in this case?
They were alerted. They just haven't been found yet. They haven't been caught yet. Yeah, that's
turn
a
that truck
crazy
into Swiss
thing.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Dang.
it's the Toyota Swiss cheese truck now.
Well, this is a minus.
It is a minus.
I love a good gang violence story to start the day.
Well, it wasn't just joking. Gang violence.
I don't know what it was.
Jeez.
All right, there's your minus.
Don't use Michael Myers as a way to deter thieves.
All right, this is kind of fun for all the kiddos going to prom here in a few weeks. One of these six Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles was in Topeka, Kansas this past weekend for a NASCAR pre-race celebration. Ooh-wee! Now, some students were there from the local unfortunately named Seaman High School. They spotted the Wienermobile, and they decided to stop for photos, and that's when things got kind of interesting. Their prom was coming up the next day, so one of them got the idea if they could ask the lady manning the wiener if they could take the Wienermobile to prom and make a big old entrance. And they were expecting a no. But the driver, Maggie Dawson, who's a, what do they call him, a hot dogger? Mm-hmm. She's a brand ambassador. She checked her schedule and said, yeah, I'll totally give you guys a ride. I've got some audio here from the students and the wiener lady. Here you go.
One of my buddies was like, can we rent this thing? And I was like, bro, what if we just ask about prom?
Right.
What if they take us? It's tomorrow. Like, that'd be insane.
Yeah. It was a little light bulb. And we were like, well, what time is prom? And from there, we checked our schedule and we were able to make it happen. Hearing about prom, I mean, I have such special memories, like, with my high school experience with my prom. And knowing that we could add the weenie magic of the big dog to it, we figured it had to be done.
Oh, man.
Excuse me.
The what?
What did she just say?
Not at prom.
That's
well, I mean, that's
part of the script.
Prom night, right?
I guess.
What? I gotta hold on to that.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, whoa. Maggie went on to say it was very special. She said, imagine the kind of happiness that this is gonna bring. And it really will, I think.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Honestly, good for them because there's only six full size Wienermobiles. So for them to kind of happen upon
have
that.
Have you guys ever seen one?
It is a stroke of luck. Yeah,
they came by the radio station once.
Yeah, they gave me two whistles.
Woo!
You got two weenie whistles.
She was into it. There you go, guys. There's your PMI this morning with JKJ here at Mix.